Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Hello, good morning, my beautiful angels, or good afternoon or evening, depending on where you are in the world. I feel so very excited. This morning, I woke up so inspired to share with you some proper teachings around ascension when it comes to co-creating with galactic families of the light around galactic healing. So you know very well that this is the theme going on right now for us inside the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Since yesterday, we launched this new offer, which is a 21-day galactic healing activation portal that will be happening inside a private Telegram channel, as well as facilitated through three potent masterclasses happening on Zoom. And of course, we have the must-have upgrade with the Acturians, which is an additional three trend-turning session where you get a chance to go even deeper into your healing journey with these galactic races, but also receive personalized attention so you can bring into the field whatever is present for you. And we will literally work on operating with cosmic surgeries and physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual systems. So this is the theme, and therefore, I'm downloading, receiving, and I'm basking in this extraordinary field of galactic healing. And to be honest, when I'm really basking into the field of galactic, not only my Acturian family, but many families of the light that I also co-create with, my life radically changes every single time. It's fascinating. Like this morning, I woke up and I felt like glowing. It's like the light had been turned on from within. And as I look at myself in the mirror, you know, as a human, it's like, not much has changed objectively, but I did feel luminous. My friend who's staying here with me, she's like, what's happening? Like, you are so much more luminous, so much more, you know, like a lighthouse. And I was like, I know, like it's all of these galactic connections that are really deepening in preparation for the work that I'm going to facilitate inside this galactic healing portal. So of course, I would love to invite you to join. It's going to be deeply transformative and activating for you. And it's only $33. And if you want the VIP, it's only $333, which is really peanuts when you know the extent of the depth of the transformation that you receive when you join into at the VIP level. So I'm very excited to share these codes today, because this is going to be something that is really going to prepare us and help our consciousness understand what is really galactic healing and why is it so important for humanity right now. I will share with you from the foundations of my teachings, which is the fractal. We are a unique fractal of God consciousness, as we know this. And for many years now, I have taught that as a fractal, we have the center point of the fractal, which is our heart portal, the seed of our soul. And as we understand and dive deeper within these teachings, this is when we start really understanding more how to embody the frequency of being the angel of a human, the light of our life, the biggest cheerleader. I use the angel of my human because this is the way I channel it. This is the way it's coming to me. But it makes a lot of sense, because what happens is that as we stay centered at the center point of our fractal, in our heart center, in the seal of our soul, it means that we can activate a much higher level of consciousness and of witnessing of our human experience. So most of my students now, as well as the friends that I hang out a lot with, they have adopted the language that I started sharing about like 6 years ago when I started downloading this body of work, which is, my human is feeling really sad right now. My human is processing this. My human is very angry. My human is exhausted. Or my human is experiencing an integration flu of some sort, and so on. Because therefore, it creates this distance between our consciousness and the human experience, not to bypass it, on the opposite, to be able to address it with loving compassion on a much deeper level. So the graphic I use, which is very advanced graphic, is this. And so we have the center point of our fractal, the heart center, and here this is the fractal. So we could think that I am a fractal. My whole centering is a fractal. But also we could look at the nervous system as a fractal. We could look at the blood as a fractal. We could look at the digestive system as a fractal. I could look at my house as a fractal. You see, so it's like there's the microscopic, all subatomic fractal, all the way to the bigger microcosm fractal, right? Like Gaia is a fractal, and Gaia and all her realms, us included, we are just atoms within Gaia's body, you know? So I often use this as the human fractal for my teachings. All right, so at the center part of our fractal, we have this. This is presencing. This is the angel of the human anchor. We anchor and stabilize within our heart center. And from here, we witness our human experience that happen within our fractal. So in terms of healing, how does this relate to healing, you might ask? Excellent question. So a lot of the healing-based modality in humanity, and again here, I am not judging nor rejecting nor criticizing. I have a therapist. I'm gonna see her later. I cannot wait. She's amazing. My mom was a therapist. I really highly value all sorts of modalities and help because it's very needed, to be honest. It's very needed at times, right? So we are not here demonizing the world of healing, shadow work, trauma healing, and so on. Absolutely not. It's very important. Okay. But there is such a thing as we kind of get stuck in there without really knowing how to get out of it. And it's like the endless therapy session over years and years and years. It's like, when is it going to change? Kind of vibe, you know? I witnessed my dad being in like psychoanalysis for over a decade. He never became a good person after that, ever. He still stayed an asshole. Excuse my language. Yeah, same seasons there. So, in the world of healing nowadays, in humanity, what happens is that there is a lot of concentration here. So, for example, here is a density point. It's me being traumatized as a child, feeling abandoned and heartbroken because my dad left. Okay? And so, a lot of the time, the healing kind of like we focus on that, you know, we narrow on that. Oh my God, you know, and then from there, we start kind of like identifying with the trauma, identifying with the endless loop of healing. There is a belief system that promotes the longevity of the trauma. Oh my God, you know, like you're gonna do trauma healing your whole life. I have heard about that before, and I was like, she's like, absolutely not. This is not the case. This is not what my team has told me. This is not what my soul knows to be the truth. There is another way. And this is where we come in with the galactic healing, right? Laser focusing on this, we forget the center point of a fractal. We forget supraconsciousness. It's also metacognition. I have the most fascinating conversation with my therapist. This is why I love her, because she's doing a PhD on metacognition, which she meets a lot of my teachings. So we kind of brainstorm, if you like. So here is the capacity of I stay center at the center point of my fractal as the angel of my human, and observe my human Sandrine is still handling a pocket of trauma from childhood. But if I start identifying with that, it means that I'm going to lower my vibration. If I identify with this, I increase my vibration. Another graphic I like to say is like, this is me on a multidimensional level. And this is you too on a multidimensional level. This is all of us. We have a huge, huge, huge consciousness. Like our oversoul network slash infinite self slash higher self. Our infinite self is massive. It's who we are beyond this body in a multitude of realities, our past life, future lives, parallel lives, all of it, right? And if you're here, you already know that you are that. Only you haven't understood at a deeper level how to embody that. So this is the vastness of our consciousness. And what we're doing now in humanity is like, oh, there's this tiny dot here of the human problems of this human in 2026 that span around this time, you know, like all the challenges happening to this human. And we kind of like, we laser focus. It is as if I was me here, but instead of remembering that I'm me here, I'm just going to start laser focusing on my button. It's like, oh, my button this, my button that, you know. And I forget that I have an entire shirt, an entire body, and many other clothes that I can actually use. You know what I mean? So it's like in the world of healing, on the third and fourth dimension being the bridge, it's a snake eating its own tail. It's continuously looping, never understanding, oh, it is never going to end. But after a while that we have done this world of healing in humanity, you know, from human forms, we're just like, there's something, there must be something different. Why? Because our consciousness remembers. Our consciousness starts remembering, well, I'm not just that tiny little traumatized experience of a human. And even if I have done a lot of work and my life is pretty good, which for a lot of you is the case, it's for the same for me. My life is very good. I'm privileged. I'm lucky. Of course, I create my luck. I do what's needed and so on. But it's not so much that I'm handling massive things any longer. You know, that used to be the case, but I've done enough inner work for me. It's like to, like, I got my, if you could say, like, I got my shit together anyway, you know? So a lot of you is the same, but it's like there is something underlying. There is something that keeps recurring or something that is not activating. And we know it's there. We can feel the next iteration of our human, the next iteration of our life, of our mission right there. We don't really quite know what it is. And so we don't feel like doing a lot of healing anymore. We've done like plant ceremonies and trauma healing and therapies, you know, child healing and so on. And it's like, I'm bored. It's like, what else is out there? Galactic healing. Because after a certain while, our consciousness awakes more and more and more to a multidimensionality. Awakening happens in many stages, right? And there's going to be a stage, which many of you are now, is like, I am so much more than this body. I am so much more that does trauma, do things that like scarcity, procrastination, imposter syndrome, witch wound, ancestral wound. Some people, they think that because they were that in past life and some of their ancestors were like that, they're gonna be like, you know, branded like that for this whole lifetime. It couldn't be further away from the truth. No, it's happening for you to activate more of your sovereignty, more of your soul light in this body. And this is when galactic healing comes in the game. Because with galactic healing, we operate from the center point of our fractal. So the codex of healing this pocket of this is what my human has endured in this lifetime, I do not bypass it. I do what's necessary. Inner child work, therapy session, plant medicine, whatever rocks your boat, right? We do this, but then there is the entire rest of the human experience. And we operate from here. So in humanity, we continuously target this small pocket. But as we completely target this small pocket, we go into fragmentation. We go into identifying with that pocket. And from there, our belief system, our energy, our emotion, and therefore what our life experiences are going to be a repetition of that. So we keep kind of like experiencing different flavor of life on earth, not that easy. Life on earth, not that good. I don't really want to be here. And it's going to take many different flavors until the penny drops, which is going to happen for most of you here. Oh, the penny is that actually I'm not that. I'm a higher frequency and I need to enter an alignment, a coherent field within myself where I live as the angel of my human, the light of my life. How to do that? Galactic healing is one of the most potent way to go. This is why I'm offering this 21-day galactic healing portal for only $33 because it is too important for humanity. Humanity is ready. Humanity needs this. You need this. It changed my life 6 years ago when I was reactivated in that because the galactics, they come and they infuse more light at the center point of a fractal. Because guess what? To start with, as we identify with the turmoils of the human, we oscillate at the periphery. We are not anchored. It's oscillation. We are all over the place, right? So this center is small. It is hard for many of you to feel aligned, centered, connected, freaking turned on all the time. It kind of comes and goes, right? And it used to be the case for me. Because this center is quite small, because we identify with this oscillation. Why is this happening to me again? I thought I had healed that. And now that happened, it must show that I have other karmic, karmic things that are happening, or like there's a curse on me, or whatever. It can be, but the vast majority of the time is actually not the case. There's simply a lack of understanding of this architecture, a lack of training as becoming a spiritual athlete that does the training continuously of anchoring our consciousness at the center of point of my fra of our fractal. This is the work that I teach, that I do in all of the programs, different facet of it, different aspect of it. Okay, so with galactic healing, what happens? The galactic beings that work with you, there is a specific medical team assigned to you. They are your friends, your family members, masters of the light, and a huge portion of that are galactics. Galactics, they are super advanced light beings, and they work with specific signature frequency. If you want, they specialize in things, you know? And so, as we work with seven of them, seven advanced star races in this 21-day challenge, you receive seven different modalities of galactic healing. As a whole, as a broad spectrum, we could say that the common denominator is that they work on a sovereign activation of your own souls, like the center point of a fractal. So instead of being this small, this card increasing, it becomes huge like this, because guess what? That's your freaking own light being activated. This is your light body activated at a much higher level of frequency, so plasma light can circulate. So these galactic races, they're going to work with sound frequency, light codes, light language, restructurations within the body. Some get inside the body, some they get around the body, and they work, they're literally like the Arcturians, they come and they extract density. And it's wild, like I can see it if I do one-on-one sessions or group sessions that you're going to receive inside the VIP. Actually, it's like we can see a mapping around the person, and it's like all of these tiny dots, and sometimes it's like bigger dots, sometimes it's a hole, sometimes it's implants and stuff like that. And we can see it on a multidimensional level, which means it's in this lifetime, all about the human, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, but also in other lives, parallel lives, alternate realities, parallel galactic system. And so we see that they are literally, if you want, it's like a really strong crystallized density point that relates to, in so many past lives, she was burned as a witch. So were her ancestors. And in this timeline, guess what? She was demonized because she would talk to fairies. She was demonized because she said she had, a spiritual friend, like invisible friend, and so on. So we can see that this relates to, oh, at least different seven things. And so what the Arcturians do, they come and they extract it. Oop, and it goes away. It's like we can see it's like a web, we extract it and the web goes out, and sometimes it looks like an old rug, covered in like, it's like an old rug. Sometimes it's like, waves and waves and like little particles, and people feel it. Now, if you have ever received, galactic healing from me, by the way, please comment on the video now or on the replay to let me know. Yes, like to share with everyone, because if you haven't received it before, it's hard to conceive because it's something new. It's the new earth frequency. It's co-creation with extraordinary families of the light that were always in touch with us, always there for us. We just did not know how to connect with them. Like a lot of portals were closed, it became really intense for human, but now it's reopening. It's actually, that's the normal. That's the normal. And we are bringing this back to you. But the way we work is not by taking the big guns and invading your field. No, it is sovereign co-creation. So you will see that during this 21-day galactic portal, every master classes, every transmission comes as activating more of your own sovereignty. Because what we share is like we open up the space. So say the Arcturians, they're gonna go and operate on this, feel it in your body, but connect with your galactic team. You're gonna feel your galactic team around you. You're gonna feel your soul, and we activate our sovereignty. If there is anything that this human does not need, does not want, it's simply not gonna be activated. It's not gonna work. But if the human is ready to receive, if the human wants to receive, even though it might feel a little bit much sometimes for the human or a little bit complicated to understand, we work with the soul. So the soul is like, bring it on, I'm ready, I signed up for this in this lifetime anyway. I want to be more active in this human body. I want to shift, I want to expand. And so we work with these seven star races on infusing this center with huge amount of light that you receive, but that also you receive from yourself. It's like your own light circulates more, if you want. It's like we give a clearing, we give a good flush, with like praying mantis. They open up, when praying mantis they work on me, I feel like my head is going like this, but like the energetic space of my mind is huge, and I can feel like just stretching me open. And I was like, that's a really weird feeling, but I kind of like it. And then there's just so much space for the energy to circulate, for everything to get reorganized. It's like the praying mantis, they reorganize streets. If streets are really too full, it's peak traffic on the motorway, there's nothing that flows. So you might ask for more light, for more money, more abundance, more love, and so on, but it's not coming because they feel this clutter with not enough things. Praying mantis, they come and they're like, ping, 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 ping. They reorganize everything. And next thing you know, it's like, boom, 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 boom. It's like, what's happening? Oh, I feel more alive, more energized, more activated, more turned on than ever before. It's landing like this. And look at my external reality. It's shifting fast. All right? So galactic healing changes everything. So I say we because me and my High Council of Light, as we co-create together, we have witnessed the most extraordinary healing happening over the last 6 years that we have worked this way. It's like we had once a woman who was terrified of water, and she had a toddler, and she could see that, she was transferring her fear of water to her toddler, but she had always had dreams of being a mermaid, of like swimming in the sea and so on. And she was like, I don't know what to do. She didn't even sign up for that. To start with, she wanted to connect to her galactic family. And she said, I don't know why, but I feel like I want to share that with you, not that I expect you to do anything about it. And it's like, oh, interesting. Bring everything in the field. This is always what we do with galactics. Bring everything in the field. Everything is interconnected. I kid you not. We work on the session. She sends me a text message 3, 4 hours later. She said, you never guess what? After the session, for an hour, things completely changed. And then I just could not help it. I grabbed my son, put him in the car, drove to the beach, and dived headfirst in the sea. And I cried and I jumped with him in the wave. It was the most exhilarating moment. I was like, oh, no way. Extraordinary. Extraordinary. That happened just like 1 hour session. That was a private session. But then I worked more and more with group, and people had things like that. A woman could barely walk because her knees were like just constant pain. She couldn't shed weight because of deep trauma. She had tried everything. A few weeks of working together, the weight just dropped away. The knees were a lot painful. She started walking again. She's like, I never expected that, Sandrine. She's like, again, these people that did not even come for galactic healing. It was like a side addition, if you like. And what an addition. And we've had so many things, like people, they heal their relationship with their partner. Some actually had the courage to finally end really toxic relationship. Some people, like many people, have met their soulmates. People have like their emotions. They were able to bring reconciliation with their parents or certain family members that had been really waiting them. A lot of people, they were able to create healthier relationship, like deeper friendship, meeting soul family. So many people got activated in their soul mission, into their abundance, their freedom, into traveling, into their body. Like the emotions is very different. They see life differently. So it's like galactic healing is so freaking multidimensional that it touches everything. But it is not At times, in total honesty, at times it can feel like a lot because it is so efficient and we are not used to it. Like we wake up in the morning and we feel like hangover, but we did not have a party. But it's just because of the profound shift that happened at night time that our soul say yes to. And in the morning, we might feel hangover, but what? We take it a bit more slowly, we drink water, we go sauna, we exercise, we pamper our human as the energy of our human, we provide a human what is needed for integrating. And then I could just feel like completely awoken to a new version of self, embodying more in our light. This is what I have been receiving. And side note, the Arcturians are here, as always. And they say, remember, Sandrine, that we've told you from the start that it was really going to help with slowing aging and eventually, kind of, it's not really a reversed aging, but a little bit, you know. And they say to me, like, we're gonna do all of that on you. You'll see. So this is one also of the reasons that, as you know, spiritual teacher, I'm also like a spiritual athlete, and I train people to be more spiritual athletes. Is that everything happens for us, and we weave our light or and our life to be able to receive and to become the most vibrant, activated version of self. So it's like I'm really curious. This is why I eat super healthy and exercise and so on, because I know that my body wants to be like really reactivated, and I'm really curious, even though there are some belief system presence still lingering in my humans, like just like not sure how that. That's gonna go, but I am curious. I'm open and ready to receive because who wouldn't love to age slowly and graciously and you know, like also healthily, you know, because for me, I'm an adept of being natural. You can say, like, well, no, I do wear some makeup at time, but the vast majority I've dropped all the artifice apart from my hair dye. It's like, otherwise, it's like no, you know, no injections, nothing whatsoever. Everybody did wear their own, but it's because it is part of my codex of my teaching. So galactic healing is deeply transformative. Galactic healing changes everything. And of course, and this is not just it is not just a disclaimer here because it's not I'm not afraid of, you know, for what could happen to me, but it is more like in total truth and authenticity, I am not someone who's gonna say that this galactic healing is gonna save you from like cancer and autoimmune disease and things like that. I feel truly believe that. Of course, we know very well there's so many things that happen. Galactic healing is going to help in one way or another, but I'm never going to say that it is your one solution. It's more holistic. I'm already holistic in terms of human disciplines. You know, like there are certain things that science, modern science, fuck yeah. You know, it's like we need the specialists, we need the medical system. It is very important. But also, we know that it is many more things. And so we explore many more things. But it is very important as well to receive support. If we need medicine, a lot of people actually also have, you know, a need for like support through. Anxiety medication, depression, and things like that. And that's completely fine. You know, that's absolutely fine. There is no guilt to have whatsoever. We are not here to demonize one thing or another. We are here to reach the unified field of consciousness into perceiving. I take some pieces of my healing puzzle from that field and that field and that field, and whatever helps me feel good and healthy and vibrant, and so be it. So galactic healing is that. We are never gonna tell you to, you know, like avoid anything of the, you know, like the normies, you know, stages are there, because that is actually not the way my channel works. And my high council has really shown me that it is really highly valuable to as well receive support from doctor, therapist, and so on, as I myself do. So it is really a disclaimer also, but also more like a bigger picture of the integration of all disciplines. And as sovereign beings, it is very important to open ourselves up to be able to receive what it is that we need to receive without judgment, yet with sovereignty of this feel true to me, this feel aligned to me right now. So this is the course of action that I'm going to take as I'm an advanced consciousness and a mature human. Okay? So again, galactic healing, we infuse, we help you really activate so much more of the center point of your fractal. You expand in your light, more plasma light can circulate through your light body, and therefore it operates on a multidimensional level, physical, emotional, spiritual, mental. parallel reality, past lives, ancestral timeline, inner child timeline, and so on. Everything gets upgraded and activated. And so what is no longer a match to that is removed. So there is strong extraction process of density that creates more space. It's like removing the cars from the jam-packed motorway at peak traffic hours. We remove everything. So then we clean up the streets. And then new, nice, beautiful traffic, like your own soul's light, your own frequency can circulate in this body of yours and really activate you, not only in terms of healing the body, healing the emotional system to have higher frequency emotions available, just like that, your baseline. When we work with emotional system, it's like the baseline. You wake up so much happier, so much more turned on, this greater level of hope, new timeline open. You rediscover more like the joy of playfulness, of the innocence of the child, finding a new playground on planet Earth and saying, oh my God, what can I do here? This is what to do as well. On a mental level, we galactic healing. The baseline of your belief system gets upgraded as well. So it is a lot harder for you to feel scarcity, to feel doomsday scenario, to feel that there is something wrong with you, that you're an imposter, that something must be blocking you. You feel more of this belief system, or I'm powerful beyond measure. I'm capable of everything. I have a huge potential. I just need to learn to tap into it. Everything is happening for me. The universe is on my back. It's just so much easier to embody the truth that we have heard about for so long. It is so much easier on a spiritual level to live in the field of ecstasy in the moment, in the connection of, oh my God, life. Life is just a great gift coming from God, from the universe, to help me, why lucky me, to have faith, to embody bravery, and so on. So again, please do join Galactic Healing if you feel the calling. It is going to change your life for the best. And it is happening for 21 days inside the Telegram private channel, only for $33, including three potent masterclasses where most of the quantum healing is going to happen, as well as shares from our beautiful star families co-creating with us for this journey. Upgrade to the VIP, because this is where you're going to receive more tailored attention from me, the actuarians, and your medical team, where you'll be able to bring some dynamics, some challenges you might have been experiencing as part of your ascension journey and your healing journey. And we can literally, we scan the field, we see things, we extract things, we rewire signal, and bam, 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 you receive like that. And on top of that, it's always highly valuable to feel and to be there as others receive, because you also receive the activations that other people receive when it goes into trend channeling. So you receive like a huge amount of extra support. So I will be very excited to see you. We are starting next week on the 5th of the 5th, if you are in the United States or Canada, and on the 6th of May, if you are in New Zealand and Australia. Until then, take care of yourself, beautiful angel. Thank you for being here, and I send you lots of love. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together, we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.